Because I didn't say that. Come on now.
So
you're just Jake is jealous because he missed the Kool-Aid Man.
He did miss the Kool-Aid Man.
You'll have to tell me about it.
You missed the like.
No.
Yes, hey Dave, I put the order of the podcast with the links in there. Did you see those?
Actually, turn it.
Yeah, he's on the other chat too.
The link chat.
He's on the link chat.
Cool, perfect.
Yeah, he gives us links sometimes.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
On the link chat.
You can kind of.
Yeah.
Dave's productive.
Yeah, no, he'll give us links sometimes and like comment on stories and such.
Cool. All right, we ready to do our little intro banter?
We're doing it, man.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey guys, welcome to Comic Talk 616. This is the part where we play the intro song awkwardly.
Yeah, once I find it.
Why is it awkward? Yay. Why you made it awkward? You made it weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Matt. I didn't know that if you did that to grandmas that they would explode like that. I learned something new today.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out if you stab them in just the right place.
They just pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pimple.
So, how did you learn that?
Years of stabbing my Nana.
Years of stabbing my Nana.
She's the best Nana.
I did. Yeah. She is awesome.
Was that the same Nana who I would cut hair?
Yeah, that's her. Uh-huh. That's the same lady.
She's super sweet.
She was so nice.
She would have some old Southern flashbacks.
We'd
have some wild conversations.
She was getting a little senile there towards the end.
You know, here's the thing. You can't really get mad at cute old ladies for saying, like, off-the-cuff stuff because it's like when children do it. You're like, you shouldn't say that, but that was really adorable.
It was like, yeah, it was more like a little out of pocket. Not as bad as it could have been, but not as good as it could have been either.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, she wasn't aware what was going on, so.
Yeah, it was kind of a, anyway.
Yes,
Racism is cute if it comes from grandmas.
Welcome to Comic Talk 616, a nerdy podcast about video games, comic books, movies, and other things, including racist grandmas.
Today we're talking about Avatar. I'm Badmouth
and
Jake.
Kyle's not here to complain about it.
No, he's not. I'm Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron, and the Nana Stabber.
I'm Supreme Space Wizard and Voice of Reason.
And today we have two special guests joining us. Today we have...
My name. I don't know.
We
I'm
have
tired.
My name.
Weren't you the nameless one?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
And then we have... Dave, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Dave, the awesome DM.
That's not what Matt said. Anyways.
that's what Jake said.
I didn't say anything.
I know Jake is making stuff up and trying to pass it off as Matt.
I said no words about that at all.
You're a great DM.
Anyways, how was your guys' week?
Pretty good. I did a little more miniature painting. I got the new, they're not new. They're new to me, though. They're fairly new. So Army Painter put out these things called speed paints, and they actually, like, I'll show you what they do at home sometime, but
yeah,
they're fantastic. They're a new product. They're not sponsoring us, but if they want to give us a free product, that would be great.
This episode is unofficially brought to you by speed paints.
Yeah, from Army Painter? Yeah.
It's almost like you're on crack when painting. Speed paint. But Army Painter.
It
will
like
get you high.
Please stop.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Quite. And there goes our sponsors. No.
The CEO reaches out. How'd you know our secret?
Can you please, no. The CEO reaches out and is like, hey, can you never talk about us again? We'll pay you.
I mean, Like, listen, we'll send you all the speed paint you want. Just
maybe, yeah.
Please
maybe.
Don't.
We're doing this all wrong, guys. We're going in for sponsorships. We should be going for reverse sponsorships.
Like NDA clauses. Like, listen, we'll give you money to not talk about us. Yeah. You right. know, it doesn't hurt to try.
So, right. Jake, well, how was your week?
So, I was gone. So I went to Medieval Times.
Nice.
Yeah, it was super cool. They knighted me as Darth. And Taylor... So, have you guys ever been?
Yes.
When yeah. I was very little.
Cool. So they're doing the whole thing. We had the Green Knight, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, he's super dope. We're cheering him on. Anytime there's any a moment of silence, Taylor and I would yell at the top of our lungs, "Death to the Queen." At one nice. Point, yes, this dude started joining us, and then his wife just looked at him like this. Yes. And then he looks at us like, "Guys, you're getting me in trouble.
You're getting me in trouble with my wife. Oh no."
Yeah. And so during the knighting ceremony, I yelled "Death to the Queen," and she just like stopped and froze and looked at everyone. And then like the guy who is like the leader of the bad guy, he's just like, he tried doing some sort of banter, but then couldn't. I also got like a very sparkly unicorn wand. I could have gotten like a sword, but I figured for our group, the heavy metal unicorns.
Yeah, that's
fair. The unicorn wand was the most appropriate, and I figured Kerry could use it as a club.
Nice.
So I also became a catechumen today, so I spit on the devil and ate elk stew.
Cool. Nice. Fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Drugs are bad.
He's got a mouthful of food.
Yeah.
Oh, now I do.
What'd you do this week?
So I got, compared to Fred Durst, I don't know how to take that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that either compliment or an insult?
In the Rev group chat. Oh, also, I don't know if you guys know this. So this pertains to Steve. In Rev, if we give you a nickname, there's no reason to rhyme, but like your name is like dead. Taylor officially dubbed Steve as Mr. Smee. So everyone in Rev has killed his name and they only refer to him as Mr. Smee. Steve does no longer exists.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Me and Taylor are going to have words.
Well.
You mean, yeah, but.
Yeah, the face-off of the century, Taylor versus Mr. Smee.
Mr. Smee!
That's nice.
Yeah, your dad's Mr. Smee.
I don't want to call him that because he knows where I live.
I got told I stabbed my Nana one time, like, 5 years ago. Or no, like, 6-7 years ago almost. I've never lived it down, so... Just saying. I don't feel too bad.
You'll be safe in college. You just gotta survive till then.
I don't know if I'm done going to college. I probably will, though.
You know, Bruno lived in the walls for quite a while, and he was safe, so that's an option.
I don't think we have rats, but we have spiders.
They didn't talk about him until, like, the only way to save their family was to find him. Anyways. All right.
Yeah. So, news.
So
the most... We'll start with the most important... Oh, what were you going to say, Dave?
Oh, this week I started re-listening to Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Steve, I have some of my information wrong because I was mixing up things with the book and things with the miniseries.
Are you talking about the miniseries on Sci-Fi?
No,
was really, really bad.
No, the good miniseries.
There was more than one?
Yes.
Apparently. Yes.
Yes, and it wasn't on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
The first one? Yeah.
Both of them premiered on Sci-Fi? I don't think it premiered on Sci-Fi. Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
Maybe it didn't because there was nudity in it, so probably not. But, yeah, just to get my information straight again, I started re-listening to the book. You know in the chat that I got a Lego set this week? I got the,
What?
What?
I'm not listening to that. I don't like that.
You're not listening to what? Lego sets?
No, yeah, the Formula One, man. No one cares.
No, the chewing. No. Huh? The chewing.
I was ASMRing Matt.
Oh.
No, you weren't. That's not relaxing.
No, I got a limited edition McLaren MP4/4 Formula One car.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's the Ayrton Senna.
It's
not cool. Legends.
Yes, it is. You were showing me. It's a pretty intricate set.
Yeah.
Talk to me when you get the Rivendell set.
It's more complicated, arguably, than the Rivendell set.
But it's not as cool.
I don't think that's his point.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about complications, and probably the most important news of the week, did you know KFC has a fried chicken pizza called the Cheeza?
Good Lord.
Cheeza? I would eat it, but I wouldn't call it pizza. It's just like.
Is KFC trying to are they trying to
They're trying to make themselves not obsolete anymore.
I don't know they're
trying to make themselves.
Every
matter.
Time they make something new, they're like, hey, it's something like, hey, let's make fried chicken into pizza.
Here's
a fried chicken sandwich with bacon in the middle.
Here's the thing. I think the CEOs.
Chicken Parmesan.
I think whoever's the head of KFC either is severely inbred because of, where they're from, or two, they're on a lot of moonshine and they just come up with dumb ideas. Like the fact that they had a video game console that kept your chicken warm and functioned, that's a crackhead idea. I think we should get it and try it, though. I think it would be a fun video review of
that's kind of,
KFC's chicken pizza.
Yeah, do they have a KFC out here in Fruita?
Not in Fruita, but Fruita. I mean,
there's just the thing. I think there's just the one in Clifton. I don't think
there's one on North Avenue.
Is there still?
Yeah.
Oh. Most KFC chicken is inbred as well.
I hate you so much, but that was pretty good. That's
it's coated.
That's awesome.
That's their secret. It takes two siblings. Anyways,
on. No, don't do that. KFC doesn't deserve that. They did something horrible by making a chicken pizza, but...
I don't know, man. I'm interested.
See, that's why you get the family bucket, so...
No. This went down real quick.
So I don't like to eat fast food fried chicken because I saw a photo a while ago of a Popeye's chicken where, they got a bad bucket. And, the chicken was full of maggots. So ever since then, I've been terrified to eat, KFC Popeyes.
They got old. That sounds like they did something to the chicken, man.
I don't know, man. It freaked me out.
No way to do that in a food service setting.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is visually, it freaked me out. But I'm willing to be brave and try the Cheeza.
I mean... I will
tell me you're not curious.
Not curious. It looks like something that I'd make.
It just looks like chicken parmesan.
It looks like something I'd make up. Yeah, it's chicken parmesan with a little extra pepperoni. Yeah. It looks like something I'd make up when I'm out of food at my house. I'm like, well, I got this chicken and I got pizza stuff, but I don't have any pizza dough. So I just put them together.
It's like that one time when you first got the waffle iron and we were like, will it waffle?
It's exactly like that.
There was a whole... So Matt got this really fancy waffle iron. For a whole month, everything we ate, the question was, will it waffle?
We made a full breakfast. I made a full breakfast one time.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
I made a full breakfast with bacon, eggs, toast, and not waffles, but I put everything in the waffle iron. Everything was waffle-shaped.
I can tell you this much. About 99% of stuff will waffle.
Yeah.
Including children. Anyways, so... Did you know that rings?
It's kind of interesting.
Well, it was pulling up. Did you know that the Rings of Power might already be greenlit for season 3?
That would be cool. I hope they do well. I hope this next season gets better received than the first. I know the first had modern haircuts and some other stuff that people were really upset about, but it was okay.
But see, that's what's really weird to me is the fact that that was the one complaint that people thought was really bad. Just first of all, do you, like, elves are extremely skilled. Do you like, doubt their ability to, like, give a killer fade? Like, they rock at everything they do. Now, if a dwarf had, like, a super high fade, I'd be like, that's a little questionable. I wouldn't trust a dwarf with a haircut, but an elf,
100%. The question is, like, okay, so this is a medieval fantasy type setting. Do you want everybody to just be gross? Like, because everybody's going to be nasty otherwise.
Yeah, I mean...
like, just every single person.
A black elf with a fade. How dare they?
Like, so you get fades, or you get just everybody looks gross.
I thought it was cool. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And I enjoyed it. I'm bummed out that we haven't got a release date for season 2. But you know what? If it's already kind of getting greenlit for season 3 before it goes on there.
I think we do have a release date for season 2.
Do we?
The article said that they haven't announced it yet.
Oh, no, we reported on they wrapped filming and they finished production on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said they just gave us a year. They said it's like sometime this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that works.
So it'll probably be like if they just finished wrapping filming, it'll probably be sometime around November when we get it.
Probably.
Very likely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. It'll be good. I like I said, I really thoroughly enjoyed this series. You know, it had like one of the best, you know, WTF moments in television for me. You know, when they like drop that bomb on you. You know, I mean, in hindsight's 2020, you can kind of see it coming, but like the way that they revealed it, you were like, you know. Yeah.
Unless you know the source material.
Yeah, I mean, even if you knew the source material, how they led up to it, it was still pretty, like, pretty shocking. You know, it was fun.
They portrayed it well, at least. Even if you didn't know the source material, they still portrayed it pretty well.
So, going back to food.
Oh, cool.
This food-based episode, I guess makes sense, right? Avatar, cabbages... food. McDonald's is has a manga and a short coming up.
McDonald's has been going pretty crazy with the anime stuff lately.
All their collabs, man, like the fact that they have like Kerwin Frost and like all like these different. Here's the thing. I think it's genius though to start doing collaborate because sneakers were doing it, right? Like they were batching it with One Piece and coming up with these special drops and
so is Supreme.
Yeah, Supreme. So people are eating it up and McDonald's was just like cool. You know what sneakers and cheeseburgers have in common? Anime. Like, it doesn't make sense, but they came to that conclusion, and they've been coming up with some pretty crazy and fun stuff.
It has been kind of interesting seeing a lot of that coming to more mainstream companies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, like, remember the One Piece collaboration they had in France where they had the Sanji burgers? And the cool t-shirt they could only get in France, which...
No, I don't remember that, because we don't live in France.
Yeah, that was kind of... Honestly, that
the story.
That was kind of story. That was kind of BS, though.
That was sarcasm, man.
I remember the story. No, I was mad about that story.
I know.
Because I didn't watch... No, I didn't watch the TikTok all the way to the end, because TikTok does weird things when I get to the end of their videos.
Yeah, anyways, so I guess they're doing this whole thing is... Again, bringing back to other things, like you remember how we'd have kids shows that would market toys. Mm-hmm. The whole reason to do the anime and the manga and this whole thing is to advertise a new sauce.
What's the sauce's name, Jake? What's it called? What's the sauce?
Is it barbecue cheeseburger?
No, it's...
Is it... Please tell me it's just the Milan sauce remade.
No, they don't have the name and the sauce of the thing. It's actually... You know what? Let me go on... Their menu, I'm sure it'll be there.
It's just called sauce.
An original manga and anime series about sauce.
That's
fantastic.
Weird.
Alright, let's go to Chicken Nuggets.
They already had an anime that was kind of about McDonald's. It was called The Devil's a Part-Timer. It basically was about McDonald's. But they didn't. I think they like had to do a fake McDonald's like workaround.
McDowell's.
I think that actually might have been it. Honestly,
McDowell's.
I can't remember where they that.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, that was from, Steve, tell Danica that they're doing a Coming to America Part 2.
They did already. That's been out for a while.
They did already?
Yeah. Oh, that came out like last year or the year before.
I've been under a rock.
So I guess called, you have.
Or it wasn't very good.
So the sauce is called Savory Chili.
Probably wasn't very good.
Savory Chili?
And that's the reason for a multi-million dollar manga and anime.
No, the multi-million dollar manga and anime is to draw people in. The extra sauce is because they can. That's fantastic, though.
This is what we were resorting to, everyone. We are talking about food.
All right. Yeah, talk about food all the time.
That's true. I mean, we've reported on...
Is there a new Mountain Dew flavor? There has to be one, right?
They need to bring Pitch Black back.
Yes, bring back Pitch Black.
I heard that was canceled for...
It was purple obvious in reasons. Color,
wasn't it? It was purple in color?
Yes. Shady reasons.
Didn't. Good one. So Ghostbusters came out with a final trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Shall we watch it quick?
You guys didn't... I told you guys to watch it.
I don't think it's because you tell me.
I didn't see you tell me to watch it because... I was like, you guys should watch it. Like I said, we were finishing a movie. Which finished right before... we would have started the show if somebody would have showed up on time.
I did show up on time. Vietnam.
I'm talking about Matt.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
Wow.
What movie were you watching?
The Marvels.
Oh,
good, bad, by the way.
Oh, it was good.
Good, bad. Okay.
It had Flurkins in it.
Hey, Jake, I finished Monarch.
Oh, yeah, you like it?
He says thumbs up.
I enjoyed it.
I haven't finished it yet, but I'm going to. Rev and I are chipping away at it. But we're going to watch the trailer real quick. But it's going to seem like no time has passed because of editing magic. So I guess I'm really saying that we're watching the trailer for no particular... Like I said, it's almost going to be like no time has passed. Well, we watched the trailer. Did we even watch the trailer? We could be lying to you. That Snuffleupagus that we saw, it may or may not be in there. There's only one way to tell.
Yeah, we just watched Cats the Musical instead.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Why?
Because I had to think it's like horrible.
Matt's a bad person.
Because I had to think it's like horrible, and it did.
Cats the Musical is the equivalent of getting sunbeamed in the butthole.
Anyway, all right. Back to this trailer. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Frozen Empire.
Looks good. I'm excited. It'll be fun, honestly.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I'm stoked on it.
They are going to...
I still need to watch, Afterlife?
You haven't watched Afterlife yet?
I suggested. No, I haven't.
I suggested, but also, they no longer can do the... where all the ghosts are going to be released.
It's really good.
Wasn't that the plot of 2?
No, the plot of 2 was just the main villain came like from one came
yeah,
back.
But
like they found
big,
another
wasn't
way
wasn't
back.
A big part that they were like they were gonna shut him down. They were gonna get shut down by the city, and all the ghosts are gonna be released. Wasn't that like a huge plot point?
No, the whole plot was the kids accidentally like
two. No, Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, Ghostbusters 2. I don't know.
No, that was I'm trying to remember it.
Yeah. The electric
it didn't
boogaloo.
Have anything to do with. The ghosts being released.
Okay.
No. There was something causing, like, a huge...
Wow. Like,
I'm surprised you don't know this, Matt. Like, I thought you were the biggest Ghostbusters fan of the world.
Well, Ghostbusters 2 kind of sucks.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that one.
I do. You didn't text Brian and tell him that right now.
I think he agrees with me.
Oh, come on. Ghostbusters 2 was, it was definitely better than the reboot.
Which one are you talking about?
Which reboot?
Yeah.
There's a reboot?
The one that doesn't exist?
One that doesn't exist?
I think Dave might be having a mandala?
You had it right the first time.
A mandala? It's a mandolin effect.
Yeah, I think Dave's having a hard one of those or a stroke. Anyways.
You know, just like Pikachu has the little black mark on his tail.
Yeah.
You know, prior to 2012 when the timelines converged.
talking about converging in strokes, I'm going to have a stroke, but while I'm stroking out, we're going to go ahead and tell you about our sponsors. And when we come back, everything will smell like pennies and toast and our main topic.
Cool, I guess.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are
bi-weekly, monthly, or a three-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
So, Avatar,
yeah.
The Last Airbender, if you have not watched it,
and also if you haven't watched it,
you should rethink your life and go watch it. There will be spoilers if you have not watched
you're,
it.
You're talking about the M. Night Shyamalan version, right, Jake?
He did an Avatar movie. I didn't know that he did an Avatar movie.
If you watch that movie a second time, you should rethink your life, though.
I didn't know that he did one. He did one?
Not in this universe.
I think I paid...
It was a fever dream.
Yeah.
I think I rented that from
Redbox. It exists in that same pocket dimension that Dragon Ball and some other movies exist in.
I watch all these movies like that end up being bad on Red... Like, I used to watch them on Redbox. I watched that one on Redbox. I paid like $2 to watch it. They should have given me $4 back.
You should have been like, hey, I didn't rent this movie, and then do it twice.
Right.
Anyways, so Avatar, do we have a rating system cabbages?
Yes.
I do cabbages, my cabbages yeah. for you guys. I still am on the no Netflix train, so.
So that hasn't even started.
I didn't watch it either, but I, you know, to be honest, like
you watched the animated series, right?
I watched the animated series. I love the animated series.
So we're not gonna be spoiling much.
No, you're not gonna be spoiling much, and like I'm not as rushing to go out to see this on find it on Netflix because there's lots of other shows I also like to watch. So
yeah, cool. So we'll rate it out of cabbages. Okay, so. I did. I really did enjoy it a lot. However, it's definitely not a 5 for me.
Was the Cabbage Man in this?
So
absolutely.
Yes.
We'll tell you. We'll get
at
to
least,
that.
It gets at least one star for me.
Not even. So here's the thing. It's even better than that. But once we do the rating, I would say between a 2.5 and a 3 out of 5 cabbages. It's not a
you
full.
You liked it, but you're rating it.
It's above average.
2.5 is not above average, son.
Okay, it's
that's a poor rating.
No, it's in the middle. Out of 5?
No.
If you have a scale of 5, 2.5 is in the middle. That's exactly half.
50%, which is a poor rating.
Were we doing it by percentages now? Because we've been rating things like 4.5.
He said half.
Fine, I'll give it a 3 then, so that way your feelings aren't hurt.
Oh, no, I'm... Sorry, I was just
sorry.
Confused.
Did I ruin your cabbage cart there, Steve? Calm down, Mr. Smee.
Whoa!
I was
whoa,
just confused.
Whoa!
Don't you? You don't get to tell us to bring it down.
Jake is very passionate about every word that comes out of his mouth, whether it's true or not.
No, I will.
All right, Jake.
I will bump it up to a 3 because the reasons I didn't like it are kind of insignificant. So I'll say it's a 3 out of 5.
Just because you made me upset, I'm rating it 5 out of 5.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. Perfect. It's perfect. There's never been a better version.
I mean, out of live actions, yeah, you're right. All right, what do you guys rate it?
Probably 4 out of 5. I obviously I prefer the original, but the show is really good.
Yeah.
I say 2.5.
I would have to give it. See, here's the thing. I know nothing about the source material. I've never watched the animated show.
Okay.
So I'm coming into this completely blind of.
He's gonna love Toph.
Any predictions or any
That's for season 2. You'll get it when season 2 comes out.
Yeah, you'll get it in about a year and a half from now.
That joke will be hilarious later.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh so hard.
Well, save this clip and we'll revisit it when season 2 comes out.
He's going to be watching.
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
I'm going to have to give it a 5 out of 5. Just because visually, it was fantastic. Felt like the acting was on point. I enjoyed the story. So I don't really have anything negative to say because I don't know enough about the source material to say anything negative about it.
So you don't have anything negative to say about the genocide? That's what I thought.
What are you talking about?
I don't think he even knows at this
point. No, there was genocide in there. You said he had nothing negative to say.
So you were pro-genocide then?
The genocide of the airbenders?
I'm saying he's pro-genocide.
So what's the genocide again? Who's the genocide again?
The airbenders.
Well, there's still one left, though.
Yeah, that was part of the story.
I guess you're right. Never mind.
So I guess there's no genocide, huh?
Redacted.
It's not a genocide, is it?
Anyways, so 5 out of 5? Cool. Lexi.
Yeah.
You said 4 out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I say 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. So, okay. My biggest thing is I do like how they cast Azula and Zuko. They do look like siblings. However, what really bothered me was the way she did her makeup and stuff did not feel like Azula. But then when you see her off screen and how she did her makeup, felt more like Azula. So I see why they casted her. And the only person I felt like that looked like their characters out of those three girls was the monkey girl.
Ty Lee.
Yeah. Mm. But the other two offset looked more like their characters. So I see why they casted them, right? And I'm like, I totally get it. But for whatever reason, the makeup and the hair department on their choice did not really hit that much. And then it's just a small thing. Also, it felt like it's not a big like thing. It didn't bother me too much, but it felt like sometimes when they were doing some of the background scenes, you could tell they were clearly in front of a green screen doing stuff. And it kind of gave more of like a Spartacus vibe. But those were just small things. I think there was just other things that I missed out from the original show that kind of made it a 3 instead of a 5 for me. But as the show and the acting too, the acting wasn't, I feel, and it's not the actor's fault, but I feel like they didn't get enough time to get to know their characters super, super well, because there was a lot of stuff going on with the show and like a lot of hills and bumps. So I feel like the actors were kind of robbed of really knowing who their characters were. But those are really the only things I could think of that like made me not like it. You know, they were enough for me to like keep, there's enough for me to constantly be reminded of it that kept it at a 3 for me versus a full 5. However, I will say this, that when season 2 comes around, I do predict myself giving it a full 5 because that they will have that time now to like to do all that and not as much like controversy and bumps in the road.
So, okay.
I liked seeing all the visual representation of like older Asian cultures, because like you would see like on Kyoshi Island, it was very Japanese style. The Fire Nation gave off like Feudal China and Hun vibes. Water Tribe was definitely Inuit inspired, and it was cool to see like all the different Asian cultures, you know,
yeah,
throughout the show.
Yeah. Do you have
what part did they get to, just out of curiosity?
The North Water Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, that battle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Lexi, do you have any like negatives, anything that you were like, I wish they would have done this?
Did they get through the whole of book one?
Pretty much.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. I didn't really like that they condensed like Omashu and like the traveling and Jet all into one.
Yeah.
And it made sense, but I kind of wish it would have been like maybe two episodes, maybe a little more spread out.
Yeah, it would have been a lot better if it was like 15 to 12 episodes. I know that they were like, oh, we don't want to do any filler, but like, I feel like one or two episodes of filler would have been really good, and that probably would have made it a 5 for me, honestly.
Yeah, but most Netflix shows are contracted for 8 to 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But also, like, and onto Yoshi Island, Aang didn't ride the elephant toy, and I found that kind of sad.
Yeah. Okay, I do have to bump it up to 3.5, but I'll say why later.
Okay.
Do you have any negatives? Any things that you want to, like, point out?
My only real negative was Katara.
Really? Why?
Because they waited until basically the eighth episode before you really started seeing her banter between her and Sokka. Like, that should have... The banter she had in the final episode...
Okay.
Should have been throughout the entire show.
Okay.
And they were just...
They delayed it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they delayed that, and they should have acted like it.
Yeah.
Oh, do they, like, do the entire show, like, they roast each other hard.
Yeah, they don't roast each other. And that's a lot of people's main beef with her, is she doesn't roast Sokka.
Yeah. Which, it's weird, like, so, I will say it's like, I was worried about, like, Sokka's, like, misogyny, but... He really kind of still captured the essence of who he was. See,
yeah,
without
it
that.
It fits a live action setting better than.
Yeah, like the
to tone him down.
Like the body language and how he carried himself. Girl,
he's just like open mouth, insert foot.
Yeah. That's like that's
like everything he says is like, oh my god.
And that part of like that
is matches
perfect.
His
that matches him perfectly,
which is crazy because he like gets all the ladies and he's like. The biggest doofus ever. So it's just like, he's got like this... Apparently the women in the Avatar world are attracted to idiots.
No, he just talks a good talk.
Not really. But sort yeah.
Somehow.
But anyway, so yeah. So his body language definitely much carried that. So the reason why I would have to say 3.5 is because my biggest pet peeve, you guys remember, there's one thing that I demanded from this show. The Secret Tunnel song.
Yes.
That episode came on, and I told Alexa, I was like, if they don't play it, even if they don't, like, they have to have the chorus. If they don't, this show gets a 1.
That whole sequence with the Secret Tunnel guys and that song was
perfect. Perfect. Like, we didn't get the whole song, perfect. And we didn't get the original thing.
No, but it was perfect. Right.
The only change I would make is, instead of it being some random dude, making Bobby Lee, the comedian, the guy who sings Secret Tunnel, would have been a little funnier, but
yeah,
it was... They did it. I'm happy. I'm perfect. It gives me hope that we'll see Cactus Juice, mm-hmm. right? Like here. So now, when they do that, like I think now we will probably get Cactus Juice.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so it sounded like
I really enjoyed that that fight scene between Katara and that Waterbender Master in the last.
Oh yeah.
The last episode. Like, that was really cool, like, because she just comes up and is like, no, I can fight. It's like, okay, you want to fight? Here you go. And they fight, and, like, she keeps up with him until, like, the very last little bit of the fight,
and
which was cool.
And that fight was, if I remember correct, was fairly spot on from the cartoon.
Yeah, so that's what I do have to say is a lot, and I think it worked very well, but at times I think that's why, like, I felt weird. Is they basically did things for scene for scene. Sometimes it didn't completely translate well in the live action, but I do appreciate that they were really trying to respect the source material. Also, another one of my big favorite things, the Cabbage Guy. Not only did they bring the Cabbage Guy, but they brought the actual voice actor for the So the guy who voiced Cabbages, they brought him back. So I do hope that they bring him out throughout the whole thing. Also, Danny Putty as the engineer. So, Dave, honestly, I think you and Ollie would love this series. You guys should watch the animated stuff and watch Legends of Korra. It's really good. But Danny Putty as the engineer was so cool to see. You know. Which is fun because he always plays like a random character in franchises that he loves. Like he did it for Star Wars. He did it for Avengers. So he's a huge nerd. And so he'll like try to be in stuff as random as like a random nonsense actor. Just so he's like, I was in this franchise that I like. And the fact that they gave him somewhat of a, you know, a big role.
My favorite casting next to Cabbage Man for the whole show so far is Uncle Iroh.
Dude,
perfect.
Oh man. Here's the thing. When they
my first impressions of him is that you know, he's got some a checkered past. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's done some really bad things. He's trying to change his ways, and he's like the wise mentor that, you know, you try to listen to and actually makes like his, you know, he's like the wise uncle that, you know, is grounded and makes sense.
Dave, you have no idea, man. When you watch this, like, here's the thing. The whole time, you are, like, rooting for Uncle Iroh from the start. And, like, the whole, like, I just care about teen food thing, it's like, he's 100% about it, but also, like...
He's the guy you don't mess with, too.
First of all, he's, like, not to spoil things... There's a reason they call him a Dragon of the West. Like, he's got some training from some very specific
He was beings. A general.
Not to spoil it, but long story short, he could easily kill his brother. Like, he's that powerful.
But you get that at the end, like, when they kill the moon spirit and he comes out and he starts... yelling at the other soldiers, and like he starts throwing fire and they're like, oh no, he's mad, run.
Dude, that was like Iroh at like, I'm kind of like a little angry with you, like when you see him actually mad.
That was Iroh. I need to put an end to this, but I don't necessarily want to kill my own people.
Yeah.
So that's Iroh holding back.
Basically, like if Iroh wanted to, he could have single-handedly melt a hole in the ice wall. And I probably have taken that temple on his own. You know,
possibly.
There's one earthbender. So like in the Avatar canon, there's one earthbender that they thought was the Avatar because he was so strong. Mm-hmm. I would say Iroh is the Fire Nation's equivalent to that earthbender. But yeah, Dave, you're going to love him. Watch the animated series. I think it's super cool. I like how they are already hinting and teasing at the White Lotus stuff. In kind of giving those hints right off the bat, which is super cool. I did notice something though. Do you remember in the original series that the way Zuko's firebending changes throughout the books? Because Iroh's teaching him different forms of like how to firebend using like earth bending formations, water bending formations. So I hope that we see through as he, you know, goes through his whole thing, that we start seeing him using earth and water bending formations for his fire bending, because that was a really unique thing to Zuko.
His fighting style, like visually, it looks like it's taken a lot from Taekwondo, like very.
That's what it looks like.
Acrobatic, very like acrobatic.
So that's
and, like very.
Acrobatic.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another description for it, but like it's very, very showman-y.
It seems like it has like some wushu aspects to me too.
This is pretty unrelated, but I heard a theory once that Tatar's grandma, she knew that the Northern Water Tribe wouldn't allow women to fight, so she sent her 14-year-old granddaughter to Tit Pat. What's the mean old guy's butt pretty much. All and honestly, that makes a lot of sense.
It does. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. You know, I do like how they're kind of like adding some stuff in the background that we didn't see during the series when it comes to like Azula in the Fire Nation and stuff like that. So that's really cool that they are taking those liberties. I'm trying to I do see why the creator might have left, but I think what it mostly comes down to with him leaving is, you know, when you create like a world or a project, you get very protective over it. And you get protective to the point of like, if you know how, like, if you really love something, you like, you want to have control, and like sharing the workload becomes hard because you don't want it to change from your vision. And I'm thinking that's probably what happened here is, you know, they were seeing these things happen, and they were like, well, no, you have to be absolutely like true to the source material. And obviously, fearing of what happened with the M. Night Shyamalan take on it, they were probably having some, like, you know, panic attacks, and so they decided to leave. So I would be curious to see, you know, the creators take on the show now that it's come out, and that we, you know, that it's seeing it, because all the fears that I had from the reviews and from all the stuff on it that they're telling me really kind of seemed like they were a little blown out of proportion, honestly. I think we could have had more banter and a little more snarkiness from Katara, but I think as she gets more comfortable with acting in her role, I think we'll see that a lot more.
I think so.
Especially when it comes to like the bloodbending and the revenge and her teaming up with Zuko. So spoilers, Dave.
So like all the changes that I noticed for this season were minimal.
Yeah.
Like,
And needed for condensing, but still hitting those main points for the fans.
Yeah, they still did it justice and very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the live action Zuko versus the animated Zuko. Like, I got, like, out of episode one, like, was my assessment pretty spot on?
Yes.
Yeah. I really liked who they got to play Zuko in this. I feel like he captures the body language.
So like Katia's first complaint about Zuko, about the whole show, like just from the first episode, was he's not angry enough and doesn't throw big enough tantrums. And then episode two hit, she's like, okay, never mind.
Well, and I think what they're doing though is with him, they're making it more like emotional and internal. Like you'd see in his face and his body language, the anguish and the pain, versus like with animation, right? You have to be very...
You can be outrage, more over the top.
You have to be over the top just to really convey that emotion, right? Because they are drawings and you can't really see body language and facial expressions versus live action. Every part of this actor could express that. And so I do understand, like, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it's not over the top. But if you see his face and you see his body language, you see how much pain Zuko's in. If anything, I feel like you see... Because the whole end of the whole series, right, Zuko wasn't really angry more than he was just heartbroken and hurt, right? Heard about his mom and his dad, his family being completely messed up, and the only person he has is his uncle, and his uncle's killing himself for the sake of Zuko. And you got that from the first 5 minutes on screen with him, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job. Azula could be a little more mean girl. She's right now, she's like Valley Girl mean girl, but she needs to be like, I'm going to eat babies for breakfast kind of mean. But maybe we're slow crawling to that.
I think we are. Just from the reveal of her working with the commander, whatever. I can't think of that guy's name.
In the comics, right, they explained that her madness wasn't always there, that it was like slow manipulation from her father that eventually drove her mad. So maybe they're trying to show that from the comic aspect and the animated, where they're like, she just wasn't crazy off the bat, but she was driven to madness. So and then when Zuko beat her,
her and the lightning,
she's a lightning bender.
It's watch. Oh. Okay. This is what I'm going to tell you, Dave.
Watch
the animated series. It's fantastic.
It's only what? Three seasons,
four
seasons. Yeah.
You'll burn. Alexa and I watched it during COVID.
Yeah. Three seasons.
Well, and then you have Legends of Korra, which is another four. But it's really good, dude. you and Ollie will love it, I think. It'll be fantastic.
Oh, another thing I liked was Yue. She seemed more like an actual person rather than just, like, Sokka's love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't get very much characterization before that.
Mm-hmm. Yue no, was the she was moon really, spirit?
Yeah.
The hot fox? Didn't, pun intended. I know he does go back to Kyoshi Island, and I'm pretty sure he marries what's her face. I think that's I think he does end up with her. You know, because his other girlfriend's a fish.
Or the moon.
I wonder if at any time, like, he gets dumped by a girl and they're like, hey, there are other fish in the sea, and you're like, I mean, I'm sorry. That must hurt.
There's other fish in the sea. Or in a pond.
There's other fish in the pond.
I do have to say that you're the boy in my dreams compliment. Like, that was corny.
It was corny, but it worked for the setting of the show.
I wish Sokka would have been like, oh, you're foxy in real life, too. You know, because that's something dumb he would say. But
that was, also, that was another.
I didn't know that Zuko's scar was given to him by his father.
Yeah, a.k.a. Mark Hamill.
In the series, is voiced by Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. I don't understand why they didn't cast him. I'm pretty sure Mark Hamill's, like, you know, jacked like an MMA wrestler, right? Like, he could totally do all those aerial flips.
Here's the thing, like, he could be in, like, Mark Hamill could be in this series and he could stand out, but nobody would say anything because it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
But, like, well, I don't think Mark, that guy really belonged there. Who's he, Mark Hamill? Oh, no, he belonged there.
Yeah. What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Okay. The person who looked most like their character out of all of them,
Sokka.
Yep. Like,
I mean, it's Aang's really easy. Aang obviously looks like Aang, but that's easy.
Yeah, like.
But out of the rest of them, especially.
Shave any tiny kid with big ears and put an arrow on him.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sokka has a very distinct, like, head and face shape.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that person exists was crazy.
Just, yeah. His slow clap for
the His facial thing. Expressions and body language was like, dude.
It's spot on.
Yeah. Super good. I liked it. I am looking forward to season two.
Are we sure that he's not actually Sokka in disguise trying to take over the world or something?
True. Boomy, too. I was worried about Boomy because I was like, here's the thing. If they
like, a lot of people didn't like Boomy. I thought they did a great job with him.
I think they wanted more whiffy, crazy hair. And I think they wanted to see more of the past when they were like doing like. I do like that they did the slide thing.
Yeah.
But I think like they should have given more context of like, why was that a big deal? You know, I think if they would have done one more flashback of them doing it. Mm. Right. And they didn't show enough of like he's always been crazy, you know. And I think that's the reason why is because they didn't give enough context. And I think if they had two more episodes for like filler to give that they would have made more sense
right away with them explaining that they were friends right at the beginning. And
yeah, it helped, but it didn't like explain like Boomy's personality. Like the guy's just nuts.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, you get that through that whole
arc, but though. Right, but like I said, I think for fans who are like, oh, this is why I don't like Boomy, is they could have given a little more context of like, hey, like these are the adventures that Aang and Boomy went on as kids, and if we would have had two more episodes, they could have done that. But I will say, the fact that they were able to do the old age makeup and have him look jacked, like when they in the fight, that was a big thing for me. I was like, here's the thing.
If he doesn't look jacked, it's not
like if Boomy don't got the yams, It's gonna be a bad day, right? Because it's just like that was the whole point, right? He looks like this decrepit 90-year-old man, but in the reality, the dude could like he could you know fight a kangaroo and win.
He did conquer a city,
yeah,
with his old guy friends.
Yeah, you know, and so like at the end when they captured Umashu, I was just like, first of all, White Lotus stuff going on. He let them get captured, you know, because when you get to the end of the whole series, it turns out the White Lotus were planning for everything.
Were you going to say something about spoilers? About
for Dave.
Avatar.
Oh, Dave. We're just sprinkling it on.
You're not sprinkling it on. You're laying it out.
That wasn't so much a sprinkle. That was more opening the fire hydrant.
Oh, well. It'll reel Dave in more.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like he knows what you're talking about anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I can literally say kangaroo...
sweatshop.
Yeah, and I think, did they have something like that in there?
I don't know.
They had a zoo at one point.
Yeah, there could have been.
With the kangaroo
thing. Dude, Dave, wait till you get to the kangaroo sweatshop. Watch there be like an extended version where they have a kangaroo sweatshop.
Nikes.
Nikes. They make Nikes.
Yeah, the kangaroo sweatshop.
The kangaroos make them.
Oh, okay, so.
Do they help you jump faster?
Umi, the spirit.
Yes, it helps you jump faster and run higher.
The spirit demon. Okay. Creepy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He was.
I saw him and I was like, that's gross. It's going to give me nightmares. Perfect.
So my kids have watched the series like 3 times in the last 2 years.
Good. Fantastic. That's so what you need to do. Just
several weeks ago when we were watching together, we were on the episode with that spirit. I'm like, when they show him in live action, it's going to be terrifying.
In the eyelid, the way that they do it.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
It's like every time.
The only thing I could say is like if they made it more practical and covered it in Vaseline to make it gross, would have been perfect. They should have went full Jim Henson with it.
You're talking about like when they're in the spirit realm?
The face stealer, yeah. The one with mommy issues.
That's his name, right? Co?
George Takei.
Yeah. Dude,
I recognize his voice right away. As soon as he started speaking, I was like, oh, that's George Takei.
His backstory is so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely has mommy issues, for sure. Bad moms, am I right?
I didn't understand that.
So in the comics that go in his history, his
creature, if you met it in real life, you would soil yourself.
His mom is a very evil spirit, and his dad's not so bad. She kind of sucked, honestly. Do we any final thoughts? Any wishes or hopes for season 2?
I hope Kyle enjoys season 2 more than he enjoyed season 1.
I'm curious.
Have they announced it yet?
No, they probably will.
I'm super curious to hear Kyle's take on this. Because your guys are very like hopeful and happy. And it sounded like he hated.
So I think what the problem was, and I'm going to end with this, is I tried really, really hard to avoid any media regarding it. Like, if I saw anything, I squipped it because I didn't want to feed pre-resignations in my head before watching it. I think the contrary was with Kyle, where all he got was all this stuff. And so I think he, like...
I was trying to tell him, don't...
Premeditate,
don't look at that stuff and eat, like, brush that stuff off. Watch it so you can have your own opinion.
Yeah. I mean... It wasn't perfect, right? There was definitely, like I said,
I gave it
a 3.5. But if I was being honest, I was expecting to give it like a 2 or a 1.
Just because of the hate stuff that's gotten.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's what Kyle's expectations were going into it, which is too bad.
Yeah. So
it might have helped his opinion on it, and it might not have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a diehard Avatar fan,
and I haven't heard all of his complaints yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a diehard Avatar fan. Like, I've read some of the comics and some of the other stuff. I know they got like the Kyoshi novel coming out, and I know they're doing Roku.
Mm-hmm.
But I just finished Korra.
I'm gonna channel the Kyle hatred a little bit when you guys review Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
I think we're going to try next week, maybe?
I don't know if I'll be able to see it in time to do it next week.
I'll talk after this podcast.
Anyway, I was going to make one other statement. Like, I was talking to somebody else earlier about Avatar. And with like all the changes that I noticed are pretty minimal. There's less major changes like huge changes in this show than there were in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like because of
a bad changes in those movies, but it didn't detract from how good they are.
Right. So I think,
and I feel the same way about this show.
Yeah. So I think what it is because the filler episodes, a lot of the stuff that happened are like things that the fans are in love with. And because they didn't do some filler stuff, I think that's where it's coming from. Right. Is the filler stuff is kind of where you fell in love with the characters and you saw some stuff that kind of that added to it.
But you can have all that stuff with an animated show, like translating into live action.
Right.
It's, for one thing, it's a lot more costly, expensive to make.
Yeah.
And they got to shorten it. So there's,
I agree. I mean, of course we'd want more, right?
There's a lot of stuff you lose in that, which is too bad.
There's compromises that need to be made from animated to live action.
In a perfect world, it would be nice to have an episode for episode live action. That's just not possible. No. People don't have the time or money for it. But I'm enjoying it. I will be thoroughly excited for season two. I think season two will be much, much better. I think, you know, I do expect it to give a 5 out of 5 next season. You know, I'm hopeful.
I really hope that they have all the jokes about Toph's condition.
Oh yeah, where like they keep asking her stuff and they forget that she's blind. They're like, oh, he's gonna watch it. Toph gets introduced super early on in the series. Cool. All right. Well.
Cool. Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds helpful. So maybe I'll check it out.
Maybe you might steal it.
I think Matt wishes he had Netflix still.
I do wish I have Netflix. I think I'll go over to my friend Jimmy's house and go watch Netflix.
Jimmy's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Why does that sound like code?
No, you know who Jimmy is, Steve. We hang out with him all the time.
You know Jimmy. Jimbo.
I didn't know his name was Jimmy. Yeah. I just call him.
His Jimbo. Brother John's. They're really into sandwiches. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to Comic Talk 616. Let us know what you thought about Avatar. I'm Badmouth Jake.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I'm Steve, supreme space wizard.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Dave, the amazing GM.
And Kyle, you should eat rocks. Have a great week.
I'm Kyle. I hate Avatar.
No, Jake, just kidding. Jake, it's eat sand and kick rocks.
Eat sand and kick rocks. We'll have to tell him to firebend into his butthole. Always. Listen, the show's. Ha ha ha!